This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Uqbah ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu to recite the mu'awwidhat, which is a plural, the protective and guarding ones. So the protecting and guarding ones refers to three surahs. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So, Uqbah ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, O Uqbah, recite the mu'awwidhat, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ after every single salah. So, this is why it's sunnah to include these three final surahs, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and the third last one, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ as part of our dhikr after each salah. And then again, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad relates a third very beautiful hadith from the same companion, Uqbah ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu, who says that one day I approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I grabbed his hand. Well, not grabbed, but I took hold of his hand. And I said to him, O Messenger of Allah, Ma najatul mu'min, tell me, what is the salvation of a believer? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ihris lisanak, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكْ وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ. Guard your tongue. Let your home confine you. And weep over your sins. So Uqbah ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu says, I approached the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I took hold of his hand. And I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me what is the salvation of a believer? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reply said three things. إِحْرِسْ لِسَانَكَ وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ. Guard your tongue. Let your home confine you. The meaning of let your home confine you is do not venture out unnecessarily. Keep yourself to yourself. Concern yourself with yourself. And وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ. Weep over your sin. Uqbah ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu continues that on the next occasion when I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took hold of my hand and he said to me, O Uqbah, should I not inform you of the three best surahs that have ever been revealed in the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, and the glorious Qur'an? Should I not inform your Uqbah of the three best surahs that have been revealed in the Torah, the scripture given to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, in the Injil, the gospel of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and the Zabur, the Psalms of Dawood alayhi salam, and the glorious Qur'an? Should I not inform you of the three best surahs that have been ever revealed in any divine scripture to any messenger? So Uqbah ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu said, Bala fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah. Of course, may my father and mother be sacrificed for your sake, O Messenger of Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And then he said, O Uqbah, do not ever forget these surahs. And do not ever let any night come over you without having recited these three surahs. So Uqbah ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu says, ever since the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me never to forget them, I have never forgotten them. And ever since he told me that do not let night fall over you without having recited these three surahs, I have never ever let a night pass without having recited these three surahs of the Qur'an.